Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Each week, we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for this week and a brief devotion. I invite you to listen now to a reading from Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Jesus was telling them a parable about their need to pray continuously and not to be discouraged. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him asking, 'Give me justice in this case against my adversary.' For a while he refused, but finally said to himself, 'I don't fear God or respect people, but I will give this widow justice because she keeps bothering me. Otherwise there will be no end to her coming here and embarrassing me.' The Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. Won't God provide justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he be slow to help them? I tell you, he will give them justice quickly. But when the human one comes, will he find faithfulness on earth?" Now for a reflection on this passage written by W. Scott Haldeman, Associate Professor of Worship at Chicago Theological Seminary. Jesus' parables rarely state the lesson that we're supposed to take from them, but the introduction to this one gives it away. The need to pray always and not to lose heart. Where is the world turned upside down here? Perhaps Luke decided a rather obvious illustration was a welcome respite amid the whirlwind of sayings, healings, odd doings, like happily welcoming and touching the babies of strangers, and prophecies that surround this brief section. It is no radical doctrinal claim, but I suppose it never hurts to be reminded that our God is more compassionate than a judge who has no fear of the divine or respect for any person. I certainly hope so. It's a pretty low bar. We know judges who seem to lack any sense of mercy. Those who, for instance, believe the so-called literal meaning of the words found in a 235-year-old document is more significant than the spirit of those words. A spirit that fuels the yearnings of the vulnerable who struggle for dignity today. But our judge in the parable seems less interested in making and enforcing this or that social policy than in merely avoiding doing his job. He has nothing to say on the merits of the widow's claim. He simply sends her away over and over again. And when he grows tired of her pleadings, he abruptly decides the case in her favor. As I said, it's a low bar. Jesus assures us that God will hear and grant our petitions. God stands ready if our faith endures until the Son of Man returns. A parable after all. Dear God, who brings justice beyond law and welcome without condition, judge us in your mercy without delay so that love reigns. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Anzio inviting you to join us for worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have two in-person services on Sunday morning in our church sanctuary at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. Our service is also streamed live on our YouTube channel. For more information, visit our website at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us next time for The Good We Can.